The Chitas Tanya for the second day of Rosh Hashanah for Beis Tishrei is in the Geres HaKedesh Siman Chof. The Alter Rebbe started off by describing the difference between Yesh Ma'ayin and Ilu V'Olu. Yesh Ma'ayin means creating something out of nothing. Ilu V'Olu means that the cause produces an effect, which is also a form of creation, but it is not called Bria in Torah. So when the Torah says Bereshis Bara Elikim Bria, it's referring to Yesh Ma'ayin, something out of nothing, which is how the physical object of the world comes into existence. And this only God can do. Only God alone, who is beyond all definition and beyond all properties and characteristics, can create something out of nothing. Because Yesh Ma'ayin has two unique qualities to it. Number one, the created being does not know its creator, is not conscious of its creator, whereas in Ilu V'Olu, when the cause produces an effect, the effect knows its cause, feels the cause, and also the distance between them is not infinite. The cause and the effect have to be close to each other, or in some way similar. Whereas Yesh Ma'ayin, there's an infinite distance between the Ayin and the Yesh that it creates. The result is that in Yesh Ma'ayin, there is no Bittul. The Yesh has a sense of self and not a sense of its creator, so it is not Bittul to its creator. Whereas in Ilu V'Olu, no matter how far you go, and no matter how many Tzimtzumim you add on to the cause, the effect will still be in some way similar and therefore bottle to its cause. It will remain Ruchnius, for example. It will never become Gashmius. So it is always bottle to its source. In today's Shir, the Alter Rebbe will explain what it means that the Yesh is not bottled to the Ayin, when we know, and Chassidus emphasizes over and over again, how the world, the physical world, is bottled. Siman Chof. V'hagam sh'ayesh ha'nivrehu gam ken kelo choshev kamei. And although the physical created being is also bottled and has nothing before God, which means not only that it's bottled to its creator, to God himself, but it is bottled also to that energy with which God creates it. It is bottled b'metzias l'gabi ha'keyach v'ha'ir ha'shifeyabay. Which the Rebbe adds, nishna l'gabi atzmus, not only is it bottled to God himself, who is not really involved in the creation, but also bottled to that part of godliness with that directly creates Yesh Ma'ayin, which means the Kelim, the Yitzvires, the Abiyah. The Kelim of the Yitzvires of Atzilus B'ri Yitzir HaNasiyah, Shehakav, Eir Ein Seif Baruch Hu Meir Bohem. The Kav is that ray of creative energy that comes after the first Tzimtzum. When God removes the infinity of his presence and leaves a kav, a ray of light that is the creative power, so the world is bottle to that ray, to that kav, which shines in them, in the world, and gives it its existence. Kiziv Hashemesh b'Shemesh, like, and it is bottle, like the light of the sun is bottle within the sun. As we learned earlier in the first part of Tanya, in the second part of Tanya, in Shari Yichud Vemuna. So on the one hand, we're saying that the physical world is not bottle to its creator, because it is Yesh Me'ayin, and on the other hand, we're saying that everything is bottle, including the physical object. I know. So the answer is, kamei dafke shihi yediyosi is borech mumailo lamato. When we say that everything is bottled before him, we mean not only in his presence, but from his perspective. From God's perspective, everything is bottled. In other words, if we can look from the top down, if we can look from the Creator to the creation, then we would see that there's nothing there besides Creator. But looking from the creation, we don't see the Creator. We see the creation itself. Aval biyadiyah shemimata lamaylo hayesh hanivra hudova nifred legamne biyadiyah vasogazu shemimata. In the knowledge and the awareness of the created being, when he observes himself, he sees himself as a separate entity and not bottle. And although a created being can and does know academically, mentally, intellectually, he knows that he has a creator, still, he feels himself and not his creator. And this is for two reasons, as Al-Dereb will soon explain. It's not that he doesn't know that he has a creator, but he has no idea of what his creator is. He has no insight into his creator. And that's why he calls the origin of his existence, he calls it ayin. He calls it nothing. Nothing meaning nothing that I can know, nothing that I can explain. The gam, and the second thing is, they're also so different in their existence that what is called existence for us, what we mean by the word existing, is not what the word means when we say that God exists. His existing and our existing are so different that there is no comparison between them. And therefore, even in referring to God's existence, we call him non-existent. He exists in a different way than we exist. There is no comparison at all in the existence of the Yesh compared to its Ayin, as there is in the Il of Olo, in the cause and the effect. Because in the cause and effect, we have the two opposite conditions. First of all, the resulting creation understands and comprehends its cause. Bina understands Chachma. And is therefore bottle to its cause as a result of this knowledge. Vigam bimuhusam viatzmusam, and also in their very existence, ein hefesh gadol kol kach. There isn't that big of a difference between them. Rak sheze ilo vize ol. Only this is the cause and this is the effect. Sometimes we actually are puzzled and we can't figure out which was the cause and which is the effect because they're so similar. And therefore there is no comparison between that and the relationship between the Yesh and its Ayin that flows to it and gives it life, gives it existence. And that's why we describe it necessarily as Yesh Ma'ayin. Not only because of the way the created being perceives his creator, but in truth, it is a true description that although God is not ayin, he's not nothing, and when we say that the world was created out of nothing, what do we mean by that? We mean that thing, being, the way we understand it, is not applicable to God. So you can't say God is the way you say we are. A person is, or the world is. And therefore, concerning that kind of ising or being, we say of God that he is not that. And so we say ayin. Now where is the beginning of this yesh that is created out of nothing, hein hakelim de yitzviris de biya, the beginning of existence, in creation form, the existence of a created being, the beginning of that is the kelim of the 10 attributes of the world's bria, and then yitzir and asiyah. So the kelim of bria, that's the first existence of a created being. The gam ha'eres nefesh ruach, and also the light called nefesh and ruach, the energies called nefesh and ruach, are also part of the beginning of existence of a created being. The nivru mebechinas hanishama the yitzvidis the biya. So the levels nefesh ruach are created from the neshama of the 10 svides of bria yitzirasiya. Shehu alikus, because the neshama of the svides is godliness. It's not yet creation, it is still creator. Ve'ein halamid kelim de malchus datzilis. The lamid kelim of malchus datzilis, when it comes down into biyah, it becomes for them the neshama of biyah. The lamid kelim, how do we get 30 kelim of atzilus? There are 10 attributes. Each attribute is composed of 3 parts: top, bottom, and middle. Zeish, teich, and seif. So, or the internal, the external, and the middle. So the 3 parts to each keli, so there are 30 kelim, and when that comes down, 30 kelim within malchus, the atzilus, because in malchus you have all 10 attributes, and each one of them is made up of these 3 parts, zeish, teich, seif, the innermost part, the most external part, and the middle part. So those lamed kelim of malchus, the atzilus, become the neshama to the 10 attributes in bria. Chaim ba'atzilus. Same is true also in Atzilus on a higher level, that Mechitzeini is HaKelim D'Yitzviris D'Atzilus Shehem Elikus, that from the external part of the Kelim of the 10 attributes of Atzilus, which are godliness, creator, not creation, Nivu HaHecholis D'Atzilus, from the attributes of Atzilus are created the chambers of Atzilus, the world of Atzilus. Shemeslabish behem b'chinas ha'igulim the yitzvides. Of the yitzvides, it is the igulim, the circle, the encircling part, in other words, the makif of the yitzvides, that comes down into the hechel, into the chambers of Atzilus, and the difference being that which is external, that which surrounds, which is makif, does not cause any internal change in the object that is being affected. It is affected only in that it causes a bittul, but not a change in its essence. The gam gufes hamalochim d'atzil shem b'chinas yesh, and also the bodies of the angels of Atzilus. The body is already the beginning of existence, somewhat different and separate from Creator. V'kamei shekosov, and as it says in Iyev, ubimaloch of Yasim Taholo, that even in his angels, meaning the angels of Atzilus, the angels closest to him, to God, Yasim Taholo, he finds in them imperfections, he finds in them faults. She'einam bebechinas bitul legamri, ki olu legabi ilosi, in that it is in a way yesh ma'ayin, and does not have the bitul, as the effect is bottled to the cause. So the beginning of the existence of yesh compared to the ayin is in the kelim of biyah, and in Atzilus itself it is the hechel of Atzilus and the body of the angels of Atzilus. In the Hayem Yem for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, for Beis Tishrei, the Rebbe writes, "Mashikosuv b'sidur shar hakrishma, that which is said in the Siddur, which is written in the Siddur, in shar hakrishma, Divrei HaMaschil LaHovina HaHefesh, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, where it says that Shekedim Tkiya Shefer Emrim Ono B'Chayach, that before Tkiya Shefer we say Ono B'Chayach, when in fact we don't say it. So what does it mean that we say it? Pirushay is that Bederech Klal Heim HaKavonis Mehapsukim Shereshetevish Shelehem Shem Sheni Mishem Ban. The meaning is that these letters, or the words of Ono B'Chayach, the Kavona in them comes from the Rosh HaTeves that make up the second name of the name Ban, of Mab. Mem Beis is one of God's names. And the Kavona of the Ono B'Chayach comes from the Rosh HaTeves that add up to 42. Omnon Yesh Shemechavnim HaTeves Ono B'Chayach B'Machshava. And there are those who have the Kavona in Machshava. They don't actually say the words. Aval ein emrim ha'esiyes v'hateves. V'ha'esik b'kavonis. And in order to be involved, to dabble in Kavonis, tzarech lumed ha'inyanim borer b'kisri ha'arizal, you have to learn the subject and know it clearly and thoroughly as it is in the Kisvei HaRizal, in the writings of the Ari, v'oz kavanosei d'tuya, and only then is the kavana acceptable. Only then is it proper.